Listen, you know, he's holding on to that, but he sent me last night a picture of the wrapping of another burrito. It looked fresh, like he just taken that picture and sent it to me. And he's like, yeah, here's the burrito, and I'll be on at 125. But yeah, James is holding that burrito spot to himself. That's cool. I wasn't going to intrude. If he wants to volunteer that someday, I'm cool with that. But yeah, I wish I could share the picture with you. Actually, I could share it on Twitter, but the burrito looked, man, it was massive, like, as big as your head.
Like, well, there used to be a, yeah, I was going to say, you go and get one. I mean, you can literally text me the picture of the burrito.
Like, that's, I'll do that thing. Right now.
Thank you. I would appreciate that. I also feel like, all right, so before we get into the baseball, and I know that you want to get into the baseball, but let me just work through this burrito thing. Is the goal when it comes to food, when it comes to something that you like or you love, is the goal to share it so that everyone can share in the spectacularness of that food item? Or are there some things food-wise that you need to, oh my God, this burrito looks amazing, that you need to keep to yourself? Like the sneak place. So I always talk about how the grocery store Walt's is the sneak place for donuts. Because you're not thinking, I'm going to go into a grocery store and get a great donut. But they have a bakery in there, and their donuts are fantastic. And they're less expensive than going to a donut place that's not Dunkin'. But are there things that you're holding back, or do you want the whole world to be like, isn't this burrito delicious? Or isn't this donut delicious? You can text in and give me your thoughts on that. We'll get to the bigger stuff momentarily. But if you want to text the Text Zone, which is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin, save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. You can do so with 312-644-6767. I got Mike Chen. I got Herb Lawrence. Is Mike in the room?
Mike is in the back of the room typing up some stuff right now, but you want to ask him something?
Tell him to get to a microphone. I'll ask you this first, Herbie. Is there a place that you have kept secret because you don't want everyone to know about it food-wise?
Not really, because I want those people who run the restaurant to get that patronage. I want them to be exposed to that place. Maybe one place in particular that's by my house. I think it's called Pizza Pan E Pan or something like that. It's a Colombian bakery. I haven't really told a lot of people about it, but they make a pizza that is comparable to Lou Malnati's, both thin and deep dish. I'm like, somebody had to work in that atmosphere at Lou Malnati's. The same way I feel like, I think it's called Bad Wolf. It's a burger. Little Bad Wolf, I think it's up in Andersonville.
Yeah, on Clark Street.
Somebody there either worked at Al Chevelle or Small Chevelle, because their burgers taste exactly like that Al Chevelle. So that's what I like. The places that, you know, a guy worked at, a girl worked at a spot and then taken that experience and done their own thing. But the price of that pizza you get at Pizza E Pan, I think it's called, it's on Montrose in Little Village, I believe, or Albany Park, one of the two. But it costs like $14 for a pizza that would cost $30 at Lou Malnati's.
All right, so, Mike, is there any place that you don't tell people about because you don't want them to go there because it'll ruin it?
Not really. I'm kind of like Herb in this situation. I kind of want to push the business that way. There's a little Mexican place called Taco Village in Des Plaines. It's the city that I live in. And they literally make a burrito that is as big as your head. They have a contest. They've been on Chicago's Best a couple of times. And I feel like because of where they're located, it's on Northwest Highway and like Rand Road. So it's really hard to like get into them. I feel like they're kind of a place where you don't know that those are good tacos. So I love that place. I go there like once a week typically. It's 10 times better than a Chipotle. I'd always go there over that. But yeah, I'm with Herb. I definitely like to push those restaurants that don't get as much pub that are fantastic, because hey, they need that. They need the money, and you know, they need the exposure. So, you know, we and try to get those the word out for those guys.
And Lawrence, I don't know if you've ever tried chicken wings at a Chinese restaurant.
I have.
They're
excellent.
Delicious. Like you like these are the things that you wouldn't order from a specific spot because you're, you know, you're going for Chinese food, you want some Chinese food. But if you order wings at a Chinese spot, I think they use cornstarch to make it crispier on the outside, and then the sauce is delicious. Man, go to, I don't know if anyone, the one I used to go to was China Station on North Avenue. They had some delicious wings with crispy outside and soft inside. It was delicious.
Yeah, even the place over on 40, was it Fung's? 47th and Lake Park. Like, if you get wings there, man, those wings are phenomenal. I was just wondering, because you know how people are, man. Sometimes people, like, they want to keep it a secret. Like, they want to keep their favorite place a secret. White Sox fans are like this. We're like this with the ballpark. Tell the truth. Most White Sox fans are like, I don't care if y'all come or not. It just makes it easier for me. You don't want this street taco? Cool. You don't want these awesome churros or this unbelievable a vegan menu that's available? Fine. More room and more great food for me. You don't want to come and hang out at the beer deck? Fine.
I mean, I know you told me about your spots in Hyde Park. I mean, I went to Valoy. I would never have gone there otherwise. Mellow Yellow. What's the pizza place I've gone to multiple times? I met you at one time.
Medici?
Exactly.
Yeah. They do great brunch over there, too. Big fan. Anyway, I don't know how we got off onto this. Yeah, dude, it was James Fegan's burrito. Some of y'all be holding out, man. Some of y'all be holding out. We know where to... We want to know where the food is. You know what I'm saying? And Fegan's over here holding out on us, not telling us. I'm going to put this burrito on the Twitter.com. At Lawrence W. Holmes is where you can find me. I'm going to put this on the Twitter.com because it looks delicious. It might just be that I'm hungry. It's possible that that's what's going on, but it looks delicious.
And he said in the caption when he shared it with me, it was twice as big. You know, he's got a couple bites in that.
We got to ask him what a James Fegan likes in his burrito. You know what I'm a fan of? Here, I'll give you another little one of my little sneaky guys. So I love Pancho Pistola, right? That's kind of my go-to place that I go to for Mexican food. Here's the thing. I like going to Pancho Pistola and picking up brunch. Their breakfast burritos are amazing. Amazing. Good spicy salsa there. So that's one thing. Should we talk about the baseball? All right, let's talk a little bit about the baseball. Here's what you need to know. Major League Baseball has set up a 60-game season. What does that mean for your favorite team? That means that your favorite team, whether it be the Cubs or the White Sox, are going to play 40 games inside of their division and then 20 games on the opposite division. So the National League Central will play the American League Central to keep things kind of regional. So a third of their schedule will be in the division. I keep hearing that I've heard a couple different things on Cubs and Sox. I've heard that it's 6 games, and then you split the other 14 up between the other teams opposite you. But I'm also hearing that it's just an equal amount, so you play 5 games or 4 games with each team in the other division. But we'll see. So 60 games, they're hoping to start on either July 23rd or July 24th. As it stands, the games are going to be played at the home ballparks. We'll see if any of the franchises have to move other than Toronto. We'll see if any of them, because of what happens with the COVID response, if any of those teams have to move. Rosters have been expanded. And this is going to play out 60 games over 66 days, putting the end of the regular season at September 27th. That's the goal. If you're the Cubs and or the White Sox, outside of the Twins and the teams that you think are tough in the National League Central, whomever that may be, there might be an advantage to the fact that you don't have to play the American League West or the National League West until you see them in the playoffs. So 60 games in 66 days. Rosters are going to be expanded to 30, and then they're thinking that they're going to get down by the end of the season to 26. I don't think that that's happening. I actually think their rosters are going to expand and not contract. There's also going to be a taxi squad that is going to be available, a pool of about 60 players that the teams can draw from, counting everybody. I don't know how teams are going to go about, do you keep a group that's literally separate? If you're the White Sox, is that team practicing at IIT instead of practicing at 35th and Shields? If you're the Cubs, is that team practicing in South Bend or at Northwestern while your active roster, put that in quotes, while your active roster is getting their work in at Wrigley Field? Those are things that I don't know. These are things that I'm sure are going to be talked about. The issues with COVID are still massive. And there are players all over baseball that are coming down with COVID. You know, Charlie Blackmon is one of them. There are a bunch of Rockies players. My hope is that most of the Cubs are here so that they don't have to travel to here. I know that there are a bunch that have already made their way back to Chicago. They have till the rest of the week to get back, and I would suggest to them that they drive, but that's just me. It looks like we're going to see some changes in the way the extra innings go. That if we get to a 10th inning, there's going to be a runner put on second base, and there you go. These are interesting times. I'm not sure how to feel about any of this until we see it work. Like, there's an excitement to it. And, I mean, we're going to preview the teams and kind of try to figure out where both of these teams left off before the pandemic shut everything down. But with that being said, I want to see what